Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part one of our October 20th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
This is Josh calling from Hollywood, California, and you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show, best radio show ever.
Hey, this is Robert from Blue Man Group in Boston, and you are listening to the Jimmy Doan Show, the best podcast on the web.
Hey, this is porn star Laura.
Hey, this is porn star Jamie.
Hey, this is AJ from the Hanger Dog Show. Just wanted to let you know that the chicks dig Jimmy Doan.
Hey, this is Gene from the Jimmy Doan Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Stitch from the Hanger Dog, and you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
For
the Jimmy Doan Show.
two times in 1 month. It's a miracle.
Oh, my God. It is a total miracle.
But we have a special event.
Very special guest. Exactly.
Very special guest.
October 20th,
2000.
The presidential intro music. Oh, we don't have that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. No, direct all the way from Washington, D.C., we
all
have with us.
All the way.
Counselor Bart.
Bart!
Bart!
Bart! Dun, 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 dun.
Bart Simpson. Waxman.
Not
that's right.
I'll respond to that.
You gotta be better.
All right, now play the Bart Waxman recording.
Well, actually, I can play the video of him having sex with somebody in the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, Jack, you got an issue with your thing there?
Oh, I need a little more me in my mic, because that's the only place it's coming through.
Oh. How about now?
Oh, it sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah!
I had you turn down, or... Actually, oh yeah, you are being recorded.
Oh, look at that. On a separate track.
Yeah, exactly.
Separate track. It's an isolated track.
Separate track check.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to isolate. Check. We're going to isolate four. Isolate them four.
All right. Fun and excitement.
Okay, it's been a long time since I've been to the bunker here.
Yeah. What's the story on that?
Okay? I've been busy in my own bunker.
I guess you have.
I'm digging deeper.
All right.
I'm digging deeper.
Sounds like
you got to go deep when you're running out of space.
By now.
No, yeah, you got to go deep, man.
Got to go deep.
Like the Chilean miners, man. You got to go deep.
Well, that's.
I got myself.
He was in his bunker passing him supplies.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Passing him up.
I got one of those elevator shuttles just going down.
Yeah,
I'm at about 1,800 feet.
Got to go deep.
How much money did you make passing them supplies?
Oh no, that's all classified.
Classified.
The whole thing's classified.
It is always fun. So anyway, Bart, tell us about Washington, D.C.
It's pretty good.
I have a job that I would like not to talk about.
But I would like to note that it's 7:53 and my political future has just officially died.
Yes. No, that's right.
Absolutely.
No, you're
play the music now.
You already have a job because you
I had a job.
That's right. This is the secure source of wealth.
Yeah, not only that, you are driving, right? Because you're officially now on the no-fly list.
Oh, he's driving.
Most definitely.
So
changing license plates regularly.
We got a passport shredder at the front door.
That's right. So we make sure. Yeah, that's
James Bond license plate.
That's right. That's exactly right. So anyway, what are you doing up there? Are you, fixing things? What?
He's helping Haiti.
I'm saving the world.
Ah.
Saving it, man.
Yes.
For what?
One person.
For
one welfare recipient
Good
at a time.
Good question.
So I did hear, by the way, something that did happen up there in Washington.
Oh, yeah?
Was Michelle took a hike.
Michelle?
What do you mean took a hike?
Well, they fired her or something, didn't Michelle Ray?
I was thinking Obama.
Yeah, Michelle Obama.
Michelle
fired
in D.C.
Her.
You're talking about the school.
School lady.
I think she took a hike because, I forget his name, but the guy above her didn't get another round. And
Fenty.
Yeah, she didn't want to stick around if he wasn't sticking around.
Oh, yeah, right. Get right on top of that mic. Yeah. Get right on top of that mic.
The word on the streets is that...
The word on the street, I love this.
It's definitely a loss. People are sad to see her go, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They felt like she was, cleaning house.
Well, they were actually going to make a difference in education, and we couldn't have that.
Oh, no.
That's right. Now we have here in
you,
the...
You might actually educate somebody.
Yeah, boy. And then, the next thing you know, they're going to get, smart or something. And
what? No, couldn't happen.
That's
no,
scary.
That's right.
Not going to happen.
So, anyway, what is...
We got the intro. Oh, we're just now starting.
Sorry, our education music. Yeah, education theme song music.
Ow. You got a list there, Jimmy? Is that what you're doing? You got a list? You got...
No, I don't. I
hell no.
Hell no. I did no research because I figured Bart would come through with all the good stuff that
perfect.
We needed.
And he
that's
will.
Exactly what I was figuring.
And yeah. And then I figured that Eric had all his light notes from last time.
I do. I have a bunch of...
Lots of light notes. And then Jack, of course, is going to tell us what?
I'm just going to talk about nothing for
no,
the next
no, no,
45.
No. You guys are going to talk about... they just decriminalized marijuana in California.
Oh, they're talking about that?
No, no.
Did it.
No, no, no.
Now like a speeding ticket.
Wait. Stop the presses. I thought... Was this vote like yesterday?
No.
The vote is
right. All that's happened so far.
Apparently, it has in engineer Eric's mind. Apparently,
all that's happened so far is
the
governor has issued a particular administrative order.
I'll be back.
Which changes the current status of possession. Basically. I mean, it more or less makes it into a traffic ticket at this point.
Okay.
Hasta la vista.
But there's still going to be three votes. I think there are three different ballot measures in California on this election ballot. And
one of the things I saw was it was dead even, 46% or something on on the one to legalize it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not that
much. And the Fed guy has already come out and said flat out. He doesn't care what they say in California. Right. They're going to go arrest everybody in sight.
Well, you got to understand, too, out there, it's one thing to get everybody on the phone to say, oh, man, legalize it. How many of them are actually going to get up and go out and vote?
Don't get out, man.
Exactly. Now, do you want to vote, man? Nah.
Well, I think, I don't know.
The polling places ought to be in the medical marijuana distribution places.
Online voting.
No, yeah, online voting, exactly.
That's it, man. If it's
all night long voting.
All night long.
This is the point and click generation, man.
That's it.
If you can't point and click, it's not a marketable product, man. You got to have it.
I think they'll get at least one of them through. I think they can't pass it up. It's billions and billions of dollars. Look, here's an article right here on Drudge Report. It says something about the marijuana crop is $14 billion greater in revenue than the wine crop of California.
So bigger than this, man.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean...
Because wine, man, they're not growing the good stuff.
Well, no. I mean, look, the California wine crop is significant. I mean, it's billions and billions
Napa
of dollars.
Valley, Napa Valley.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about a $50 billion swing in terms of just... general revenue, and then
making money off plants there.
Yeah, I mean, heck, why not?
Well,
I mean,
grapes, weed, it's all the same.
I think it pulls in more than corn these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. That is a
negative subsidy. When you think about it, corn has this huge subsidy, and they still doesn't outgrow marijuana, has a negative subsidy by the cops coming in. Confiscating it. Did you see the 50 tons they got in Mexico the other day?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought, what a shame that
was.
That's
all the swag anyway.
Jack's throwing the match on that shit.
That's right. The swag.
No big loss.
Yeah,
no, you know, to me, you know, when I look at that, and I see tens of millions of dollars literally up in smoke that could feed kids around the world.
That's right. They are against children.
They are.
Yep. I mean, can you imagine?
They're burning cash, more or less.
Wait a second. Are we already?
And medicine, for Christ's sake.
It's all about the children?
Yes.
We're already there in the first 5 minutes of the show.
It's always about the children.
It's always about
the
children.
We got a Jimmy Doan t-shirt that says, save the kids, vote Jimmy Doan. Of course, he's not running for anything. But,
he's always running.
No, it's supposed to say boat Jimmy Doan because he needs a boat to get
boat
out of this country.
Jimmy Doan.
That's right.
Save the kids. His kids.
That's it. That's it, exactly. Jimmy's given up on having
children.
His... Jimmy's given up on having his kids save him. So that had been the original idea on the procreation part. I said,
man,
honey,
if that plan lasted longer than about 5 minutes, that was a...
Well, I tell you, it's amazing because I told Miss Jimmy, I said, this will save us, honey. And then it didn't.
See, five minutes.
That's it. And it was all over, you know.
Look, the only way that works is if you're one of the Duggar guys with 19 kids, then your odds really go up, bound to one of them's going to make it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, but there's always the risk that, you know, the risk-reward ratio is rather substantial.
Yeah, two of them become deathly ill, and one of them slams into a bus full of nuns in a car accident.
Well, in that
or
case,
the nuns slam into
nobody
him.
Nobody after that's number right. 8 is going to college on your guy.
That's nobody right. after number 8.
You might need to thin the herd. Yeah, that's right.
Dull the herd a little bit.
That's right. I tell you, lotto ticket time is all you can
discuss. Scotty, beat me up.
That's it.
So anyway, it's all for the children. But the thing that also gets me is they won't even allow you, which I'm really upset about. They won't even allow you to grow hemp, for God's sakes.
I know.
Yeah, the non-THC. Marijuana.
They're scared to death.
You might hide real marijuana plants inside.
Right. Exactly.
The hemp plant.
Well, right.
But there's been a bunch of people that have been running out to national forests and just, you know, Johnny Appleweed out there and just throwing weed, you know, seeds out there.
I think most of those are Mexican illegals though that are being dropped.
No, I knew some people went to Amsterdam a few years back.
You know some people.
He knows people.
He's a
clients.
Lawyer.
You know, people.
Clients.
Potential clients.
Yeah.
You've assisted and, some people that
right.
made the poor choice.
Edit.
Right.
yeah, I love how you can be, you know, taking a hike through the state park, national park. You run into some, you know, illegals with automatic weapons, and this is success for the DEA. You know, this is the product of shutting down everyone else's.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. Yeah, we did it.
It's like you're going for a beautiful walk through a national park, and then you find, like, some marijuana plants, you know? Mm-hmm. And then...
bear traps
before
everywhere.
Before you know it, look at that pretty plant, but wait. There you go.
Let's take care of that plant
there
right now.
Yeah. There you go.
And then my body flew apart.
Apparently, apparently it causes slow reaction time, too.
Well, they apparently does.
Yeah, we've noticed that. I did. Somebody once told me that, like, when you're driving, it takes a really long time to get places.
Somebody did?
Somebody did. Somebody
He's
told me.
He's told me a few things,
but
too.
But it's somehow less boring.
Well, that's true. It is a lot of laughs. There is nothing that ain't funny. Look at that. That kid's dead. Okay.
Kids.
So anyway, that's the war on drugs continues, and it is...
Continues to fail.
Continues to fail.
That's right.
Well, the war on everything, we've always said, you know, the war on everything has failed.
Poverty. Well, they should declare a war on education.
Let's
war on the rich.
Let's not be totally negative. Let's be optimistic. Proposition 19, if you are listening, get out there. You got to vote. Is
absolutely.
That right?
If you're in California, you go out there.
It'll be historic. If they can pull it off, it'll be historic.
Well, what'll be fascinating, of course, they already had the ruling, you know, with the Raich decision out there when the feds came in before and told the California, we don't care about your stinking laws here. We're going to arrest these people anyway.
Right.
And so they're going to have Raich all over again do another one here?
Obama administration
they don't
has
need
already
to.
Said
they've
that.
Already got Raich. I mean,
Obama's already said they're going to enforce
Well, look,
enforce
here,
it on
here's
the
thing
level.
About that. They don't have the people. I mean, you know, there's just not the personnel to go out there and raid everybody in California. You know, they'll pick some people.
They got
and,
some people
and they'll
in
go
Chicago,
get them,
man.
Like they just did in San Francisco a few weeks ago. But ultimately, that'll backfire because what it is from the Californians' perspective, you've got this nice business sitting on the side of the road in a clean, well-lighted place. People go
backyard.
In, they come out, they leave money. I mean, it's a regular thing.
They're and then, paying taxes.
And then all of a sudden, some federal troops in riot gear come in, smash through the walls and windows, take
Dave's
all of the stuff.
Here.
Yeah, Dave's not
Dave?
Here. Hey,
he's not here.
There's no birthday party for me here, man. You know, and so it just.
Well, you're right. The California, they're it's already part of their
everyday
life for them. So
exactly. And these
not
days,
a big
next
deal.
Time that happens, the last time that happened was about 3 or 4 years ago, right before everybody got a camera on their cell phone. Okay.
Yeah.
You wait till that happens during this time. These days, yeah. I mean, and it'll be ridiculous. It'll be because the scene will be normal American citizens being pushed around by
Big Brother
Jack.
Well, by jackbooted thugs.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of getting caught on camera, did you recently hear about this raid? I think it was in Seattle.
Get right on that mic.
Came in, guns drawn,
there you go.
Because apparently the store was selling unpasteurized milk.
Oh, yeah.
We've
talked
got the
about,
word on that.
We buy milk. Actually today.
Today was the day.
Was milk day.
Yeah.
Where Jimmy can actually go down and get. You can be here in Florida.
Is that a strip club, Jimmy, or were we talking goats and stuff here? I didn't know what you were talking about.
It's backpage.com.
That's both. Right. It's both. It's both, right.
Milk, yeah. Milk.
The lactating female goat.
Goat stripper.
So fresh milk, just like you're from fresh vegetables, fresh milk.
Right.
Illegal. Can't do that.
Well, in fact, here, there's a couple places to do it. They charge four times the price of regular milk, even though they don't do quite as much to it, number one. And then on the label, it says not fit for human consumption, which is, of course, a lie.
Perfect. Right.
Perfect. But it's unpasteurized.
Covered their ass.
Not
indemnity clause. Hey, we told you. Might kill you.
Yeah.
Might kill you.
Yeah, as if regular milk wouldn't. I saw, speaking of the drugs, though, of course, the other day, they had a big deal where this girl, before she gave birth, ate like one of those muffins or a bagel or something with everything on it.
Poppy seeds?
Poppy seeds.
Oh, sweet.
And they swept in and took her kid away.
Because she tested positive.
Because,
oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. She tested positive for heroin. So,
heroin.
You know, they figured.
Opiates,
right. And so and she finally, I think she finally got the kid back after about 5 days. Ms. Newborn, right? She says, you're crazy. I never did. They didn't believe her. And of course, this was a mandatory thing. The hospital apparently
always
is under some rule.
Absolutely. Mandatory reporters, mandatory.
Right. Mandatory.
When, when you come in to give birth.
They do a blood test to make sure you don't have spina bifida something.
Right, right, right.
But they run a full barrage of tests.
Yeah, they happen to run a full barrage, and oh gosh, here's this opiate in here. And as I say, they finally figured it out. And no apology. You know, this is a good thing.
Oh, they're calling the cops.
The hospital said, you know, this is to protect the public. And, of course, they showed the girl and her husband, you know, as if, like, how protected were we? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. They were totally protected.
Basically, of course, is they just, and they never do, they don't believe you. I mean, they just, you know, you sit there and say, I didn't do it.
Well,
and
look, they know better, Jimmy.
Yeah, they know better. That's right.
They know better.
And they have a gun.
They're authorized to.
We got that too. They're authorized.
Okay. So anyway, anything else in particular? I got a couple things here. Just a couple articles.
No, that's it. We're done.
Okay, we're done. Short show.
I got something. Right
Jack
here.
Will get hate mail at this point. He hadn't been on the show in forever, and all.
Yeah, no. You're gonna
37 minutes into the show. We're done. We're good.
You notice what Jack hasn't said yet.
I've been waiting to jump in. I don't think that we've actually had a poignant. No, we haven't.
Okay.
We've only had one digression which is one shot for everybody playing out there.
All right.
But it's getting there. It's building.
Vesuvius.
Get ready for another.
That's right.
Pour your shots now.
Get ready for another shot.
That's right. Smoke coming out of the mountain. Pulsating. The ground is pulsating.
We're waiting for the lava rock spewing into the atmosphere, raining down on the substance here. Just to
show where things are going here. France is rioting, okay? Because what kind of a jerk do you have to be to riot because you don't have a good job?
They're also rioting. They're trying to raise the retirement age
from 60 to 62.
2 years.
Yeah, I'm burning the closest car.
No, yeah, that's it. That's right. That'll do a lot.
Right. That'll help.
That'll show them.
I mean, can you imagine?
Seriously. No, that's the mentality.
It's like Watts.
The punks.
No. Remember, and they did that in Watts. I remember in the 60s,
they went and
burned their own house down. I mean, wait.
You're not burn their own house down. Well,
that'll show them.
Yeah. Damn it.
I burned my protest sign.
That's it. it is stunning when you think about it. I mean, they have a right. I mean, you know, an entitlement to like 4 weeks vacation and retirement at 60. And they're wondering why. And of course, there's no money left.
Right, right.
And that's one of the things that I found is when you run out of money, I mean, at some point.
Wait, here goes. And to merge right into the next story. Broke UK slashes 500,000 government jobs.
Well, you remember Hugo did that not too long ago, too.
The Queen needs a loan.
Hugo cut 500,000 jobs. No, Castro.
Castro. Exactly. I was going to say.
We're going to get back into the get. We're not going to go back to the free market now. It's still communism. It's still socialism.
Right.
But we can't.
But y'all get a job.
But we can't. Yeah. Y'all go ahead. You're on your own. Right.
Jimmy, don't tease me with Hugo like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no. Man, don't tease me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tease me.
Hugo.
Yeah. Hugo, as we speak, of course, is making the rounds of Tehran and Moscow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is he collecting over there?
I don't know. He's over there, you know, on a goodwill tour.
Thank you very much.
Talking with the Emperor and Darth and everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
The Emperor.
The dark side.
That's right.
So, well, you know, and also, let me tell you, this story continues on into, I just saw today that about 14 state pensions are going to run out within the next 10 years.
I saw the list.
Yes. Oh, and did you notice who was numero uno?
Oh,
you know, surprise.
California?
No.
Washington.
Yet. Right. Think about it. Where's the president of the United States from?
Yeah, yeah. Where's this
Kenya.
All
Chicago.
Kenya. And Kenya is running out of pension money. That's
exactly right. That's right. Exactly.
Kenya's running out of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. And then Illinois.
And Illinois,
that's,
number
that's
one.
That's the best joke of the show.
That's good.
Hawaii or Chicago? Hawaii?
No.
That's 30. No.
No, but what's amazing, if you read that list of the top 10, it turns out that as soon as, like, the first one to run out is, like, 2012, right? Illinois is, like, next year?
No, 18. You know, I mean, still, it's, like, 8 years from now. I mean, nothing.
Okay, but they what they talk about...
I mean,
about,
who's going to be alive in 8 years, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, who's... Yeah, right, yeah. Who? That's like...
That's 8 years from now.
Wait, it's 8 years from now. Yeah, that's exactly. Like, you know, I mean, the sun is probably going to, you know, nova by then.
I'll run out of back page money by then.
That's it.
According to Al Gore's warming statistics, it'll be nova by then.
Well, I'll be fried like ants, right?
That's right. Fried like ants. Water will be, you know, in Omaha.
No, we'll be floating around in Omaha
Ocean Beachfront.
Gene will have beachfront property.
That's it.
That's right.
He's loving it. He's only up about 3,000 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so, yeah. Ice castle.
Beachfront in Colorado, yeah. Okay, so anyway.
We'll be there.
Hangar dogs. Yeah, you bet on that. Along with everybody else. Have you ever...
We're all here.
Have you ever seen, as a matter of fact, when there's a flood and around an anthill, how they all climb to the top? It's so funny. They all clump up there.
Seen? Well, I've created that scenario.
Exactly. Okay. And then you get out your magnifying glass.
Right.
Right.
That's not a very nice... Okay. So anyway, no, I've lost my train of thought here. There's some very important...
No, Jimmy. Oh, take a drink.
No, it was about it was before global warming. It was before that.
Cooling.
We were talking France, UK, and state governments' pensions going up.
Oh, pensions. Just the top 10. What's interesting about that is the percentage of the state budget
exactly.
That it will be.
Exactly.
It's like 30 and 40 and
exactly.
50% of the budget. I mean, forget the roads.
Right.
Forget the police. Forget the fire.
Right.
It's all. Pension.
No.
Jimmy, run down the list. What, you got the list of states?
No, it's not up to 50 or whatever. I just sent it around to everybody. But, literally, like you said, Jimmy, 31 or 33% for Chicago. And, I mean, in the high 20s for several of the other states. I mean, a quarter of several states' entire budget is going to pay people who aren't doing anything anymore.
Right.
And I mean, I saw it coming because I worked for the state here for a while and they described the benefits to me and it was like, work for 6 years and then retire. I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah, right.
And
no,
then well, you get another government job and add that to your salary.
No, they do that double dip and they do it all the time.
Yep.
I heard that they got rid of the rubber room in New York, but that was the one where they put the bad teachers because they can't fire them.
Right.
But the other
good
thing,
news, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, don't not that good. You know, now they're all loose on the street. No, the thing is,
really
though,
are.
That they do it all the time. They have double and triple, you know, pensions and so forth. And because they're like here, the county commissioners and that kind, I mean, they're vested like in about 10 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like the city manager of Alachua just did that.
Alachua,
for all you local folks.
Okay. Well, I was looking here.
He was double dipping, got, you know, quit, retired, and then got the same job back 3 months later.
Hey, double bubble.
For like.
Hey, that's false advertising, man.
Hey, man, that's false advertising, man.
Oh, don't scare me. Okay, we just lost.
Beep. What, we lost? I don't know. We lost the signal.
Jimmy's in dead
air. They've taken out the signal.
So, Councilor Bart.
Kentucky, 35%.
Yeah, you're still here, right?
Wait, 35%? You back on the...
Yeah, 2022, 35% of their budget in 2022 will be...
35%.
Over a third, right. Over a third. Good luck.
Wow.
And I mean...
Good luck.
Yeah, no, the point is this. It's 2022, which is like 11 years from now, okay? It's not like... I mean, here it is in Schwarzo Negro
you
or whatever.
You could plan
black
from
and
now,
white. You right. actually could make a plan, yeah. right. Do you think they will?
No.
Double down.
Double down. That's right.
Snake eyes.
Twice the pension.
Double that's down in right. Obama right. town.
All on,
that's it.
All on black.
All on black.
That's right. I'm putting it all on black. Thank you, Jack.
That was classic. Jack.
All right. Councilor Bart, I know you brought a story with you. Did you bring a story with you?
No.
he's back.
Did you really?
I got a light note.
Right on top of that mic. Right on top of that.
No, wait, this whole show is light note. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. You got light notes. Yeah.
All right, I'll take it back then. All right, Jimmy, what's next?
back to the list.
Not much. Planning for sustainable communities. I love this. This is from Neil Bortz. The $100 million, the average tax burden of 10,000 American families. Last week, the Department of Housing and Urban Development announced a $100 million in grants to support more livable and sustainable communities across the country. And so they do it here in Alachua County and Gainesville and so forth. They always talk about this big sustainable business. And what they do is they make it almost impossible for anybody to build a house they want. They set it up, a program where if you want to live over here, you have to have, this multicultural mix. You have to have a quote, affordable housing, which means that it's subsidized. And all with the rich people, all together in one kind of a...
It's a nice place.
It's a nice place. And you got to be able to walk to Publix to get your... And every place to shop. Or bike at the very least, And so no...
Put them on the east side.
And then...
Public
and,
transportation.
And they... Well, they call that... it's funny. They should, what the word for public public transportation is, don't you?
Bus.
No. Thumb? It's called transit.
Oh.
It's just transit. In other words, whenever you see the word transit, that's public transportation. So, I mean, that's the... That's the word.
Thinly sort of.
You would think that transit is like would include transit.
What things, I love is the second they have transit, then you get the transit authority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. And that person has a gun. So anyway, the HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says planning our community smarter. I love this. Like who's going to do the planning? Number one means parents will spend less time driving and more time with their children. More families will live in safe, stable communities near good schools and jobs. And more businesses will have access to the capital and talent they need to grow and prosper, and pigs will fly. We will skate across hell on ice. So the government doesn't. Here's the comment: the government doesn't plan communities. Who among you really wants to live in a government-planned community? Can you imagine what happens when the considerations of political correctness and multiculturalism play a hard hand in planning of the sustainable community that you are going to live in? I mean, that's the truth. We have about like 19 different planning organizations.
Democrats piss me off.
Not only that, it's the planners. I mean, there are people that have PhDs in planning. I mean, what a life. You go home to your wife at night and say, I planned for, a segment of Gainesville. And the roads and the stores.
Oh, my arm's all sore from patting myself on the back.
That's right. And it's I wore out several pencils doing the drawings for how people are going to live for the next 40 years. I mean,
and obviously, since you're using pencils,
you're right.
You're obviously
that's right.
not actually
in the advanced, studio. Right
well, here. Even if they do it with
Neanderthal.
Even if they do it with AutoCAD,
right.
AutoCAD right. said this, and we have experts that came in and said you've got to have an 8-inch sewer pipe instead of a 7.25 or whatever, and so and this will all be perfect. For all time.
Exactly.
And I have...
We've considered all
We've considered
parameters.
Everything. I mean,
it just so happened that he worked for the 8-inch sewer pipe company, too.
Yeah, right.
So...
But I mean, it says your application then goes... They plan... I can imagine a scenario where you submit an application to purchase a home or condo. Your application goes to the Sustainability Council for approval. Soon you get a letter telling you that in the interest of multiculturalism... You will not be allowed to proceed on your purchase of the home unless you can find a Hispanic family that is willing to move into the community as well.
In other words,
racial balances must be maintained.
How about Jesus. If you just get a maid?
Honey, guacamole.
No, that doesn't count. You know that. And
how about a mistress?
I could go for that. If you could.
That guy who has three wives?
Oh, You saw where he got 100,000. No, no, wait. The Chilean
minor.
So he
gets a Mexican, he gets an Asian, and he gets a Native American. And then he's got reparations
for... They'll walk into a bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, in his case, they all go into the bedroom.
There are these three nuns.
That's right. An Asian nun. Okay. So the... you did see where the...
Again, Jimmy, that was the strip club.
I know, but you did see, as a small digression, you did see where the Chilean miner who has the mistress got a $100,000 offer to sponsor, to talk about a website that is for cheaters.
Man, that's so cool. Well,
no,
they want him to do the
announcement, say, this is the website. If you guys want to mess around on your wives, this is the website. And they're going to pay him $100,000. This Chilean miner, okay?
Right.
This guy probably doesn't make $100,000.
Oh, hell no.
Not in his lifetime. But again, here's the maybe a solution for the Jimmy Doan show. What we do is we bury Jimmy into a mine shaft.
Wait, hold it. Stop right there.
and then he's got a couple of missions, and they all fight over him, and then he sells a book story or something.
Well, and you see who comes to him first when he comes out. You notice that this guy's mistress was the first one.
Yeah. The wife stayed home.
The wife stayed home.
Well, duh.
Yeah, well, that makes
perfect
sense.
And there was some hint that actually there was a second mistress in the woodpile.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, well, they are down there in spades. I mean, it was. They had as many trucks as they did over here for our Koran burning.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah,
amazing.
They did.
Yeah, I mean, and let me tell you, that place is a little more desolate than
it's more remote, for sure.
Well, not only that,
mine in Chile.
Well, not only that, it's like 20,000 feet.
Right.
And then not only that, they said that it's. Have you seen on the Discovery Channel or whatever, the History Channel or whatever, recently they've been having the desperate roads, you know, the roads where you get killed on?
Yeah.
Whatever those.
Ice road
truckers is one, but there's another one where they talk about the Bolivian road, death row, you know. And
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I want to know.
Anyway, the point is.
Miners came out of there gay.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's going to be a book.
They did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be in the
what
book.
What was the pact about that, all that crap? They were talking about, like, you know.
It was in Spanish, so we don't know.
What happens in the mind stays in the mind.
That's exactly right.
Nice
they're
one,
burying
Bart,
it, too.
Nice one.
They're going to close that baby up.
Perfect.
No, they had, apparently the road getting up there is one of those treacherous roads that you'd never want to go on if you can. And, of course, you know, the camera crews, these guys are like, Whitey boy from New York City, you know, and he's driving
Whitey
up,
boy.
You know, he's driving up 40 miles or 50 miles of this most treacherous road on the planet, stones, and he's thinking, I'm dead. Oh my gosh. They interviewed one of the guys that was there, and he'd been there for like 43 days. I'm thinking, nope. Yeah. Well, they said as you drive up this road, you can look down and see crumpled vehicles all
over.
Yeah,
you can see the devil.
No, I mean crumpled vehicles.
That's right. Like, yeah, you see the detritus of past cars that didn't quite make
it. Well, it's amazing. What was it, 33 days? No, 69 days.
No. As we talked about, I think Jimmy said, I mean, the first 17 days, they didn't have any communication.
No clue. 17 days.
Yeah, that's
the first 17 minutes. Again,
I'd have been it.
I didn't want Jimmy.
We weren't supposed to start eating people yet?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Day 16.
No.
Carva, Jose.
I killed Pedro like 8 seconds ago.
As the mic
and hoarding him in my little bat cave here.
Can you imagine as you remove the knife from the and the blood is still flowing, the microphone pops
through the camera. Right, with the camera. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Looks like they're having an injury.
How many are there? 34, three.
Three, 32 maybe. And dropping.
He committed suicide with a fork and knife.
By somebody else.
We found him here.
Yeah. He must have been from a previous cave-in.
Yeah. He was a previous suicide victim.
But you know what the Jimmy Doan Show needs to do? We need to create a site for Chilean women who think that their husbands might be cheating on them, and all we need to do is just put a link to the other site.
Got it. We can get paid for that.
Or just give them our address. And then they come over here and remorsefully you know, have the
link to the Jimmy Dones.
What do they call that? The you know, the regret sex or
regret sex or
whatever.
Guilt sex.
Regret slash green card sex.
Yeah, green card sex.
Green card sex.
That's, we can do that.
Greencardsex.com.
There you go.
That's a good website. I like that.
I like that. Greencardsex.com.
I like that they all came out wearing the Oakley sunglasses too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
it's, they came out because it's dark. I mean, it's bright down there.
Well, I mean, again, no shortage on the what do they call it? The advertisement where you put the products in there.
Product placement.
Yeah, they had a great product placement team. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from the capsule is even all painted
up. Yeah, the capsule,
up,
right,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Looks like NASCAR.
Yeah, totally. Seriously.
I'm surprised they didn't send down some of those NASCAR uniforms for me.
Exactly.
Chevron, you know, they could. Boy, they could have.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Right as you emerge, eat the Slim Jim.
No, that's it, man.
I'm surprised.
$100,000, man.
Dude, big holler.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I stayed alive on the Slim Jim. You wonder, what did they send down there for food anyway?
Oh, tuna.
Tuna. They already had tuna.
No, not only did they get, first of all, they got, after a while, they started getting gourmet meals prepared and shipped on down.
But it was like a 2-inch pipe or something down there.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man.
You know, it's a little tiny tube steak.
Maybe shrimp
hot dog.
That defines tube steak.
Yeah.
if you got a 2-inch pipe down a half a mile, there is no other kind of steak that is going down a half a mile tube other than called a tube steak. I mean, it's tube coleslaw, it's tube beans, and it's tube everything else.
And we could have made some money selling T-shirts to the guy saying, I ate tube steak and I loved it.
Oh, shit. I don't know about that.
All right, that's
no, it's
bad.
That's for the girls.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
was trapped in a mine,
girl
too.
Miners. I thought that was a little bad.
Okay,
the
JDS goes right down
the
toilet.
Down
the tube. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and then right before they got pulled up, now they were given special NASA meals so that in order to make sure they didn't puke their guts out as that thing... Yeah. As that thing spun around, you know, they calculated it was going to spin about 6 times on the way up.
Really?
Yeah. So you get.
Well, it took like 30 minutes to come up. Or
well,
just
the
20,
first. So you're getting the rotation.
It was like the first one. At the end of them, it was only taking, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes.
So, you know, you're down at the end of the tube and you're like, hey, is he all right? He's going up there. And all the stuff comes down on top
as he throws up.
Right. Well, or the cable breaks and you get a little sleigh ride all the way
down
the bottom.
Right, and then the tube comes
like
down.
Like a flume.
Then it turns into the bobsled, Jamaican bobsled, Ma.
The Chilean tube team.
Chilean bobsled, Ma.
How long till Six Flags has the Chilean minor experience?
Right.
Oh, that's exactly. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Universal Studios.
It'll be a movie for
Halloween Horror Nights. We're going to bury you in this thing. We'll bring you up one at a time very slowly.
You know, what was interesting, though, of course, the guys that came up last were the rescue guys.
Yeah.
Right.
They sent a couple of paramedics or somebody down there, and they got to come up last. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. They got no fanfare.
I doubt it. Jimmy has just enough claustrophobia in him that I might have actually been able to get in the capsule, but if they were going to put it in that tube, I wouldn't go.
Now, the question is, would you rather go down in the mine and be trapped down there, or would you rather climb to the top of that 1,700-foot tower that was on YouTube?
Holy shit. Right. Okay.
I'll take the mine.
No.
The guy lives
in that stupid capsule up there on the top of the derrick, up the top of the crane, whatever.
Right,
lives up there for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Because it takes him so long to get up there, he's got to just stay there.
I mean, but you saw the video of him. He actually has to climb up like
the last couple hundred feet.
Out in the open.
There were two people.
Right. There was the filmer.
Right.
And then the guy. Yeah.
Right.
Seriously, I'm thinking. You know, I mean, I know what would happen.
Hey, you're okay for a filming job tonight? Yeah, we got one for you.
That guy had his camera on his head.
No, I know that.
He's got a climbing partner.
No, I know that. But I mean, the thing about it is that. I can see what
you see him with his tool bag though. He's hauling.
He's got this big tool, 30 pounds of tools. I mean, it reminds me of when Ms. Jimmy and I went. We went over to did a little rock climbing in Switzerland, and we were all roped K2? Together.
Yeah. The Matterhorn.
We were all roped together. It was near the. We were in. What's the name of the town there? The Matterhorn.
Geneva.
No, it's It's the town there, the little town that's right near
Anaheim.
The
mountain. Das Matterhorn?
No, I'll think about it after a while. Anyway, we climbed a rock.
A big rock.
And there
rock.
Were about six of us all tied together. And Mrs. Jimmy said, if anything happens, you know, she had her knife with her. She was cutting my ass loose. You know, and it reminds me of, you know, you're going up this tower, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a little extra weight on this tower, and if it starts to go, it ain't going to be me. You know,
she's right. Out there all for one and all for one.
That's it. That's right.
That one is me. That's no right. Team.
No, she was. Me. She is. She will tell you the story about that. She said she was.
Here goes.
I was the last one on the chain of about six of us. And
she'd have cut all five of you guys loose.
No. She was ready to. She was definitely going to cut my butt loose.
See,
if there was, and there was a rock, we climbed like 500 feet is all we did.
I just can't believe, I mean, some of the things humans put themselves through. It looks like those miners make $1 an hour. And I don't know what the guys that climb, I think those engineers that climb the top of those towers make a lot more than that, obviously.
Well, you know what? Not anymore. They make a lot more than $1.
Yeah, exactly.
They're making
$100,000.
$100,000.
Those guys. They got paid for their 69 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to do okay on that. I'd certainly be retired from the mining business.
They're all going to. They're all national heroes at this point.
Right,
you think about it. They can't pay for a dang thing in Chile.
No, you walk into a bar.
You get free Hooters chicken wings everywhere.
Absolutely.
You go.
No, and free Hooters.
Well, right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, hello.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that they had the contract ready to go before they even, like, got out of the mine. They were like, we are making money off of this, and we're splitting it evenly.
Yeah, no, well, it wasn't like anybody didn't give them the idea. I mean, the promoters, the producers were salivating.
I was going to say.
They said there's like three books already in the works.
When it was like still just a two-inch tube, a producer went down and talked to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he made it all the way through the two-inch tube.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Producers do have the ability to turn into snakes on command.
Slug that he was.
Snake.
Now,
how y'all doing?
It's a little tiny producer, Mr. Luthor.
Yeah, it's a little tiny producer. Yeah.
Otisburg.
That's it.
All right. Well, did you guys see this oil change reignites debate over GPS trackers sent us?
Oh, yeah. Yes. What? Counselors, tell us what about that.
It's simple. In California, since. Well, here's the deal. Like, back when they had Model A's and Model T's, and your car was basically a carriage.
Strapped to a
horseless carriage. Yeah.
Exactly. They made a ruling that people don't have a privacy interest in their cars. Hmm. Well, nobody's touched that ruling. Now, and now that your car, a lot of people live out of their cars.
Right.
You'd think that they would approach that ruling again, but no. So, California... ever the progressive, expansive state has
home
taken that to the extreme, right? And the extreme says basically that they can wiretap you without a warrant in California. And so they can stick a device on your car.
And they did, apparently.
With no probable cause. Oh, they've been doing it a lot. Just sticking these little things on people's cars.
So who's doing this? Just like everybody?
Well, no, law enforcement.
I'm saying
Homeland Security.
It's like, hey, that's a green-looking weirdo car. I'm going to
No.
Thing.
You see that Pakistani-looking dude over there?
Oh!
That's profiling. Exactly.
Oh, and profiling.
So anyway,
that's the stink. What happened? This guy went to get his car changed.
Yeah, get his oil changed.
Right.
And they said, and of course, it's so funny. They put it up on the thing, the Jiffy Lube guy, and he says, Say, you got a little blinky lighty thing here.
Yeah. What's this blinky lighty thing doing on here?
What's this for?
It seems to be transmitting something to the constellation Orion.
That's
right.
It. So
what he did was they took a bunch of pictures of it,
right.
Put it up on the YouTube,
and
said,
what the hell is this?
And then 2 days later, the FBI showed up to claim their property.
I love
that. That would be ours, sir.
That would be ours. You know, it reminds me of that one of the greatest movies I'd love to see is Enemy of the State with Will.
Coincidentally.
Just like this amazing poster on the wall.
Well, right behind that
gleaming
poster.
The Enemy
of the State is right there, sitting right there.
I love
it
that
says
poster.
Will Smith and Gene Hackman. And by the way, by the end of this podcast, somebody will probably get some thumbtacks and actually put that up.
What are you talking about? It's been hanging up there for years.
Oh, I meant that.
What?
We're going to reposition it.
Yeah, right. That was just the greatest one of the. I mean, I've watched that movie 1,000 times. So cool. Yeah. I love that.
What?
Part.
You use the public telephone?
Yeah, right.
I'm very impressed.
Well,
still
I love the, part when they actually interviewed somebody afterwards, you know, at the CIA or something, and he says, "We can't do that yet."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fiction.
We can't admit to you that we do that yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So is this thing only in California, IA, or is it?
Well, that particular program. But look,
Do I have to worry about walking outside in Florida here to check underneath my car with a mirror and see if there's a?
Absolutely.
No, you don't have to worry at all.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there's no worries. No worries.
Taking care of it.
Are you doing anything wrong?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, this reminds me. I was coming home the other day from someplace or another, and I was making a left-hand turn, and I happened to glance up in the rearview mirror, and literally on my bumper was a cop car, you know, a sheriff's car. And I thought to myself, gee, I guess I'm safe now. Boy, I sure am glad that guy's there because, you know, if anything should happen, you know, I got...
Let's not jump to conclusions, everyone.
So I made the left-hand turn, and of course he comes right after me. Now, then, let me ask you a question, listener. What's your first thought when a police vehicle of some car?
This is your last chance.
What is your first thought? Do you feel safe, secure, and protected?
Yeah, I look in the rearview mirror and I think,
where'd I put the bag?
Well, it's a good thing.
Where'd I put the bag? No, it's
we arrest them and beat them to the full extent of the law.
That's it. I mean, really, you are literally scared.
I think,
when you realize,
Jimmy, come on now. When I see a cop car behind me, I think, oh look, there's an officer. He probably
needs. God bless America.
God bless America. He probably needs my help.
Right.
It looks like he might be signaling to me for me to assist him.
Right.
And you know, I'll probably have a nice conversation with him, mm-hmm. And then it won't cost me anything.
Right. Okay. And I'm sorry, you're an alien from which planet is this? Which galaxy did you show up from? No, I mean seriously. When you think about it, as you know, the
take us to your leader.
The adage, the conventional adage is, and any cop will tell you this: I can follow somebody for long enough. I mean, it doesn't have to be that long, and I will find a reason to stop them. That's a given.
One of my favorite scenes from this show DEA. I think it's on Spike TV. It's pretty much cops with DEA agents.
Yeah.
They know this guy is somehow involved, but they want to find out his ID. So they're like, we'll just follow him around. Guarantee you, in 10 minutes or less, we'll find a reason to pull him over. They start following him. Give it about 5 minutes. He still hasn't done anything wrong. Turns to the other guy and says, screw it. Turns the lights on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll stop him anyway. No, I mean, so my point is this. In a day when they're here to serve and protect and be our, you know, officer friendly from the school.
Well, now you know that. Well, go ahead, Jimmy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That the fear is, you know, as Thomas Jefferson once said, if you fear the government, it's a tyranny. If the government fears you, it's freedom. And I've got to the point now where, you know, if you see somebody in your rearview mirror like that, and you're thinking, holy shit,
Expanded. They just did the next level, finally here in Florida, which is now the police can pull you over when you don't have your seatbelt on as the primary offense.
Primary, right. That's been for almost a year now, I think.
Not that long. Right. And so,
3 months.
And so... So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, how easy is it to suggest that you weren't wearing your seatbelt?
Right, exactly.
I mean...
Well, we've talked about this new Jimmy item. We were going to make up the T-shirts with the design was going to be a seatbelt.
That's great.
So you just wear this.
Oh, I love that. No, I love that.
Safety first. That's it. Safety first.
Prior to the safety commission, you know.
You know, in there's a small town, like right outside of the town that I grew up in Texas, and they have this thing that they've been doing for years where every Christmas, because the town is so kind, they decide to pull people over and give them $25 gift certificates for driving safely. Well, we noticed you weren't breaking the law, so we want to give you this $25 gift certificate. Oh, and it just so happens that we now have a reason to pull over every young person we see driving around.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So it's like Christmas time hits, like the month of December, people just stay off the roads. It doesn't matter if you're speeding, driving under the limit, driving exactly the limit.
Now,
cops pull you over, they feel like it.
The roads are a downfall. I mean, they've taken total control of the roads. They've come up with Bart, I'm sure will agree with me, you know, you hear the mantra.
Mantra?
Yeah. driving is a privilege.
Right.
Bart, I'm sure will agree with me. The word privilege is nowhere in the legal universe. It doesn't exist. It's like there's no such thing as privilege. What that means is that they just made up an arbitrary standard that means it's you're not free to do it anymore.
Right.
Right.
And you have to get permission. And right. It's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, there's no provision for that. And so they've just effectively taken full control of all travel, which of course is unconstitutional. You're supposed to be able to travel freely between the states, and now you have to go through all, you know, huge numbers of hoops.
I was wondering also, if you traveled in, let's say you were running through Mississippi without a tag on your car, but you're from Florida. So, no, let me see, how was I figuring this?
You
don't have a Florida tag, but how can that be illegal in Mississippi?
Well, hopefully it's not. I mean, when I was out in California, let me just say that, you know, I'm glad that they never hassled me about
your out of state plates.
Right. I was driving my parents' car, and it was they're still Texas people.
At this point in this day and age, if you're out of state or out of the country, most of the police and law enforcement just don't want to mess with you because you're just too much trouble, and also, you know, it's practically unenforceable. What are they gonna do? They give you a ticket, and you know, you fly home. I mean,
okay, no, but you know, the thing is, though, it used to be here in Florida that they would specifically get the out of staters because it was.
I didn't think their actual computer systems were linked up right now.
A lot of them are.
Well, you can do that, and then what you do is you send them the bills, of course. And in the old days,
I guess, you know, that means you can't drive in Florida anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so you get somebody like Georgians who are always coming down here. They're gonna pay it.
Right.
Damn Georgians.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Damn. But it won't be long. Another couple of years, and all the stuff will be so linked up. What'll happen is you'll get your ticket in California, and you'll go home to Florida, and they'll go, hey.
Right. Especially with that GPS tracker on the bottom.
Yeah, you bet.
Right. That's right. FBI GPS.
You know, your car looks like a sea nettle with all these GPS trackers on it.
Sea anemone.
That's right. Exactly. You know, your cars, everybody's got their own.
You come out, man, I thought I had like a kind of a clean paint job. And it's like all of a sudden this
little waving. That's right.
There's so many antennas, you know.
Yeah, your car is looking like a cell phone tower. You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Everybody's got
this just
tracking.
Beeping everywhere.
That's right.
It's sprayed with RFID paint.
Yeah, that's it.
RFID nano chips.
Exactly. Everybody knows where everybody is right now.
Yeah. Okay. Right now.
That's going to happen.
All right, well, you guys want to take a quick
break? Take a break. Break.
We'll do it right now.
What happened to Jack?
He went and got the popcorn.
Oh.
Jack, I got popcorn.
Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel. Come down.